Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link. The link is in the description below. Or you can do a one-off donation at Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/boomshikha. The link is in the description below as well. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about a particular difference between INFJs and INFPs. I have a really good friend who's an INFP, and we hang out a lot. We spend a lot of time together because we have similar viewpoints and similar ways of looking at the world. And so I notice a lot of very interesting differences between INFJs and INFPs. And there's a couple that I wanted to share with you guys today, and that will really show you the difference between INFJ and INFP, because a lot of people message me asking me the same question over and over again. I think that I'm an INFJ because I resonate with your videos, but when I do the test, I come up as INFP. And so a lot of people are confused about the fact that, are they an INFJ? Are they an INFP? I mean, like, first world problems, right? I mean, like, there's other things to worry about, but of course that makes sense. There is a lot of confusion with regards to this. So I wanted to kind of share a couple of things that I noticed that's a major difference between my INFP friend and me, who I'm definitely an INFJ. There is no question about it, because when I see my INFP friend, that's when I really know that I'm an INFJ. Now, of course, There's a main thing about her, the fact that she is not super disorganized, but she's organized in a way where she knows where everything is and she knows where she what she's doing. But she has this thing about time where time just kind of slips away from her. So I love her to death, but she'll be sitting there and she'll have no time, no idea what time it is. Whereas for me, I know exactly what time it is. I know exactly how much time I've left. I know exactly what I'm supposed to do today. I know exactly what I'm supposed to do tomorrow. If you ask me in a year, I'll probably know what I'm going to do tomorrow in a year from now, because it's exactly the same. My routine stays almost exactly the same unless I'm traveling. But for her, it's a very spontaneous way of living, which I love because it really teaches me a lot about how to live spontaneously. But she does live very spontaneously. Like her day-to-day thing, her day-to-day life is not similar. It's not like she has a schedule or a routine. She just kind of plays it by ear. She meets up with random people. She goes out and does interesting things. And she's always doing cool things, but spontaneously. There is no routine with regards to it. And that's, of course, a big difference between an INFJ and an INFP. But that you probably know about. But there's other couple of differences that I noticed between us that I thought they're fascinating. So I visited her home and she visited my home, which is very rare in itself. I don't allow anyone into my house, but I know her energy is good. So I let her into my house and I realized that, you know, she walked into my room and she's like, oh my God, this is so stark and so bare and so white and minimalist. There's no color in it. There's just nothing, right? And I like it that way because, I mean, it just keeps it simple and I don't have to clean up as much and it stays. There's not too much chaos. I feel like the cleaner my house is, the easier for me to do my creative work, etc., etc. You guys have heard this from me many times before. But then I walk into her room, and that's when I realized why she was so surprised by my room. I mean, I wish I could take a picture of the two and put it side by side. Maybe I'll ask her if I can do that. She's very particular and private about her space. But literally, I walked into her room. It was like a splash of color, like a rainbow had just thrown up into her room. Everywhere there's loads and loads of color, lots of stuff, lots of pillows on her, lots of beautiful colorful pillows on her sofa, whereas I only have a couple of gray pillows on my gray sofa. And then you know, obviously a beautiful comforter on her, or a quilt or a blanket, whatever you guys call it, on her bed. And all of her walls were covered with color. So covered with beautiful paintings or different art or just sticky notes of things that she's written out for herself. And everything, there's color, things everywhere, a lot of things, everything organized properly because she is an organized person. And I'm not saying INFPs are not organized, but just a lot of stuff. And a lot of, for me, when I looked at it, I was like chaos, but not chaos, obviously, because it was all organized in her way. So that in itself was a big difference for me. I walk into her room and I'm like, whoa, she's definitely an INFP, because I can definitely see a difference between her way of living and my way of living. I mean, we are both introverts, so we spend a lot of time in our apartment, in our house, in our home, in our room. And I can see that obviously my room, I'm spending a lot of time in, and there's nothing there. If someone walked into that room, they would know that someone's living there because there's clothes and stuff around, but they wouldn't really know that much about me. They wouldn't be able to say, okay, maybe they'll be able to say a couple of things like, you know, I have my video camera stuff, my video equipment, so I do videos. I have my laptop and, you know, I have a few books. So they'll be able to tell a few things about me, but it's very, very bare, very minimalist. So there wouldn't be a lot of information. Whereas if you walk into her room, as soon as you walk in, you know a lot of information about her. I mean, a lot of information can be absorbed through the fact that she has a lot of stuff in there, and it's very much her personality. It shows off her character, right? All right, so obviously that's one of the things that I would say. The other thing that I noticed about the difference between an INFJ and INFP is that even though we're both introverts in our own right, I noticed that we can both pretend to be extroverts, obviously. INFJs can pretend to be extroverts. Any introvert can pretend to be an extrovert, obviously. But I noticed that she is better in situations where she has to share information one-on-one, whereas I am better in sharing information doing it this way, like doing it in a way where I'm sharing 1 to 100 or 1 to 1,000. So I love doing videos, and I'm very comfortable doing videos, and I like it because it feels not as impersonal. It feels more connected to me. I just can't imagine calling a person and giving them information face-to-face in a video call format. Whereas for her, we're chatting about it, and she goes on a lot of Tinder dates, which in itself is like a big thing for me. I cannot do them. But she does a lot of video calls with these individuals. So when she likes a person, then she'll actually do a video call with them, and she'll have a conversation with them face-to-face on Skype or FaceTime, whatever it might be. And even just the thought of it gives me heart palpitations. I literally can't imagine me doing something like this. Now, of course, there's many, many different kinds of INFJs, many different kinds of INFPs. So you guys might be thinking, oh, that's fine with me. I can do a video call with a stranger off the internet or a person that I'm trying to date or thinking of going on a date with. But for me, I'm thinking about it and I can't even imagine doing something like this. When she told me she does these things, first of all, she goes on Tinder dates, which in itself for me is a major no-no. I just can't imagine. But more than that, she goes on video calls with these men and she actually talks to them and tells them stories and tells them about herself. And for me, that was like, I can't do it. And so when I told her that, like, I could not do that, she's like, what? But you do YouTube videos. You talk to hundreds of thousands of people. You're sharing your thoughts with hundreds of thousands of people. I'm only sharing it with one person, one stranger. You're still sharing it with hundreds of strangers. What the hell? But that's the difference. And that's another thing that I've noticed between us is that I'm already doing these things where I'm behind a camera and it feels like I have my personal space. I'm sitting here by myself and I'm sharing my thoughts with you guys, but it feels comfortable for me. I'm totally fine doing it this way because there's a barrier in between us, and you guys know I live in Chiang Mai, but you can't come and find me. Whereas for some reason, if I do a personal video call with a person, even if it's my family, I feel so uncomfortable with it that I can't imagine. Whereas she's absolutely comfortable with those. And she has people messaging her all the time because she's a long-termer in Chiang Mai. So people message her all the time asking her if they can ask her questions about Chiang Mai. And she's like, yeah, come over. We'll have lunch. We'll do coffee. And for me, that is... I just can't imagine doing it. I mean, I can do it maybe once or twice a year. And I've done it in the past. But it takes a lot of effort for me to even think about doing like a face-to-face meetup with a stranger. I can do it with friends, people that I've known for a long time. Otherwise, I don't think I could ever do it. So those are a couple of things that I've noticed between... I mean, there's a lot of differences. If you guys notice us together, we're talking and we love each other and we're good friends and we connect with each other on a deeper level. We have amazing deep conversations. That's one of the reasons why I love her. So you might think that there's a lot of similarities between us, which is the case. We're both introverts. We're both intuitives. But that's where a lot of similarities end. And there's a lot of differences between an INFJ and an INFP. And I do recommend, if you're an INFJ who's confused about whether they're an INFP or not, I do recommend that you go hang out with an INFP. Instantaneously, you're going to know that you're not an INFP, because there's a huge difference between the way they look at the world, the way they interact with the world, the way they live in the world. It's just so different. And you'll notice that, you'll notice instantaneously that you're not an INFP. But if you do relate to them, maybe you are an INFP and you are maybe resonating with some of the INFJ stuff just by chance, right? Because there are, as I said, a lot of similarities between the two types. So I really just wanted to do this video because I wanted to share my love for my friend, obviously, but also the differences, the stark differences between an INFP and an INFJ. I can't imagine when people tell me, people will message me all the time saying that I'm an extrovert. I come across as an extrovert. And I'm like, all right, cool, that makes sense. You know, I am putting in the effort to pretend to be an extrovert to do these videos. But when people say that I'm a P rather than a J, I just look at them like they're insane. I just can't imagine anyone labeling me as a P when I'm obviously and so starkly a J, all right? And so I do recommend you guys hang out with a few Ps to really realize the difference between you guys and a J. Oh, you guys and a P, okay? I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to explain myself to you guys. If you guys are interested in more videos like this, message me or comment below. And I'll do more videos like this, difference between us and different types. Maybe I'll do a difference between us and INTJs, because my sister's an INTJ and I've hung out with her a lot and I see a lot of differences between us as well. If you guys want to support me further, you can go to my Ko-fi link, ko-fi.com/boomshaka, and give me a donation there. All right, I'll see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.